This is your host CJ Mello in the building. Welcome to the Mello Podcast. Today we'll be talking about the Nintendo Direct that happened yesterday. And we'll probably also be talking about a little bit of the movie Elemental. And maybe about the Flash movie. We'll see what happens. But you know what? Hope you all enjoy the show. Now let's get to it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Mello Podcast. This is your boy, CJ Mello. And I have two lovely, special guests right now. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, we're back.
Who are you?
Where is kids?
What is your name?
Name's Aiden.
Ariana.
Yeah. Hello, children. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the Nintendo Direct that happened yesterday. And we're going to do a little, quick little review of the Flash movie, which me and Aiden went to go see on Father's Day. And we're going to talk about the Elemental movie, which me and Ariana got to see yesterday.
So, but I was sick, so I couldn't come.
Yes, you were sick. And Mom took care of you. So, but we're going to, it's okay though. It's okay though. He's doing better today. Thank goodness. But you know what? Let's get into it. We're going to have a good time. It might be a quick episode. Maybe a long episode. Depends how we feel today. All right. So, first things first. Kids, what did y'all think about the Nintendo Direct?
I loved it.
You loved it. Okay, Ari.
It was fine. I wanted more Animal Crossing news. But I mean, I'm always fine with more info on the Scarlet and Violet DLC. Always fine with that, but I kind of wanted more Animal Crossing.
Well, yeah, but you see, Animal Crossing has already been out for a good amount of time, so they don't really have to do Animal Crossing for at least another 2, maybe 3 years. Because I still believe they're coming out with a new console, at least next year, by next year.
Yeah.
And we'll probably get that news, my guess will be around September, October, is my guess. I could be very highly wrong. But the first thing they showed in the Direct was, like you said, Ariana, the DLC for Scarlet and Violet. They showed a nice like trailer of both of the what you call it?
Parts.
Both parts, part one and part two of the DLC. They're both called the Hidden Treasures of Area Zero. The first part is called what? Do you remember?
The Hidden Treasure of Area Zero.
Oh, the first part though. What was the first part called?
Yeah, we're watching the trailer.
We are rewatching the trailer. Unless this looks like an old trailer.
We're watching the trailer.
I legit can't remember.
The Hidden Treasure of Area Zero.
No, Ari, that's not what... They both have their own different names.
The Teal Mask.
The Teal Mask, and the other one was... Oh my goodness, what was the other one? Teal Mask, they show the trailer of three new, I guess, pseudo-legendary Pokemon. I forgot their names. I remember I posted that a while ago. I think it's a Monkey Dory. Oh, jeez. What is the third one's name? The two other ones. I know one was Monkey Dory. That's the main one I remember for some reason. I want to see
because
if they have
it
here.
Because you're a monkey?
Yes, because I'm a monkey. Hoo hoo ha ha.
Oh, yeah, Indigo Disc.
And the second one was called Indigo Disc. Well, basically, they showed just a little preview of what we might see in the trailer. And then they show Indigo Disc, which is basically an underwater academy called Blueberry Academy. I'm assuming it's just more bad. There's not going to be a real story in the second DLC. I feel it's just going to be more of a... Like, you get to battle more.
But why is it called the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero? Since once you beat the game, and you
Oh!
Actually, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to spoil it.
Alright, the game's been out long enough.
You beat the game yet.
The game's been out long enough. If someone hasn't beaten it yet, then that's on them.
So, next, I believe that next in the DLC, we got another look at Pikmin 4.
Not the DLC, the Direct.
The Direct.
I'm sorry, the Direct.
It's okay, but you don't got to say I'm sorry. You don't have to say I'm sorry, okay? No, Pikmin 4 was a little longer than that. I feel like Pokemon was like literally the first thing they came out with straight out the gate, the DLC.
I think Pikmin was the fourth thing they
announced. The DLC, which I'm like, oh, okay, cool, Pokemon DLC, cool. I don't think we're in order at all for this.
Oh, and
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, and let's not forget, the director also dropped the trailer for Sonic Superstars.
Buddy, you're jumping the gun here.
I'm jumping a what?
You're jumping ahead, is what I'm saying.
It's a figure of speech.
It's a figure of speech, buddy, yeah.
I just wanted to get it
yes.
out.
Okay, but you're jumping way too much ahead. We're going to get to that. Don't worry. Don't worry. Also, if you guys have the Scarlet and Violet game, there's also a quick code that you have to redeem by July 31st, Monday, by 8 p.m. Pacific time. And the code is Treasure Hunt, all one word. And you'll receive 10 nuggets, which is good, especially if you want to get that money. Sell those 10 nuggets. 10 rare candies, which is awesome. You're trying to boost up certain Pokemon.
All capital.
Well, all the codes are automatically all capital. And then you get one friend ball, which if you like, you know, collecting the balls, that's cool. I think that's cool. I like collecting the Pokeballs, so I think that's cool. And also, later on yesterday, so from yesterday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, to Sunday, July 2nd, 4:59 p.m. Pacific time, they're going to be releasing Chess Form Gimme Ghoul in 5-star raid battles. You have a chance to get a shiny chest form Gimme Ghoul from the game. I did about 7 of them last night. I got none of them. So I got not one shiny. But also, Gimme Ghoul will be in 3-star, 4-star raids. So if you know what I'm saying, if you feel 5-star is a little bit difficult for you, you also got the 3- and 4-star raids to kind of kick it up and off. I feel that if you in 5-star raids, if you use what's Primeape's evolution? Annihilate. Use him, have a shell belt on him, bulk up a few times, and then use Rage Fist once or twice. Boom, you're done. It's quick and easy. And it's literally probably the easiest 5-star raid I've ever done. Next, what Mr. Aiden was talking about was Sonic Superstars. Now, I believe PlayStation. No, was it PlayStation?
I think they...
This past weekend when the whole Summer Game Fest stuff was going on, it was either Ubisoft... I know it's not a Ubisoft game, but somebody, I forgot who it was, already brought this game out. They already talked about it. It's basically bringing an old school feel in the new age era. The new trailer, which previously announced, is a 2D side-scrolling Sonic Superstars, which featuring 4 playable characters, Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy Rose, which looks like the OG Amy. Am I correct or no on this?
Yes.
It is?
Yes,
okay.
It is the OG.
Because you guys love... Ariana loves Amy.
It's the OG Amy Rose.
And then for the first time in the series, you need 4-player local co-op, which means there's no multiplayer. I'm going to just straight up assume. And it's supposed to come out on the Switch some point in the fall. But I do believe PlayStation and Xbox are also getting these.
Ooh, just in time for new school year.
But I feel like the Switch would make more sense in a way.
Do your homework alongside the new Sonic game.
Do your homework alongside. I mean, if you do your homework first, yeah, you could do that. You're right. But it says 4-player local co-op. You guys know what that means?
It means you get to play with 3 other players?
Yes, but local co-op means like in your house. So back in the day, before we had internet to play against people, you had to go to a friend's house and play the game. So let's say Sonic Superstars came out in 2000, and one of my friends had it. I had to grab my controller, or hopefully he had his own controller, or an extra controller. I would have to grab my controller and then go all the way to his house to play the game. Compared to most games nowadays, where you can be like, hey, you got the game? I'm like, yeah, you got the game? Yeah. You at your house? Yeah. I'm at my house. Yeah. So he can play at his house, I can play at my house. But with this game, supposedly at this current moment from what I know, you can only play in the house with 3 other people besides yourself. So I think that's kind of cool.
I think it's cool that they brought back... that they finally decided to bring back the old 2D side-scrolling stuff.
For Sonic, I think that's going to be really cool. And the trailer looks very cool.
Right.
Very different. You kind of get different. When you go to certain areas, you kind of almost get like a Pac-Man-esque look too. If you guys realize in the trailer, they go through like a waterfall. And they almost turn into like squids. But in Pac-Man kind of style. If you guys know what I mean.
Yeah. Pac-Man was a good game.
I just noticed something kind of cursed.
What'd you notice?
All of the characters in the image roll cam for Sonic Superstars are short, but Knuckles has like really skinny legs. I don't know why, that just looks cursed.
Huh. We all got skinny legs. Look at them. See? Look. Skinny.
Noodle legs.
Skinny.
Noodle limbs.
But see, that's what makes them fast, though.
Yeah, well, why is Knuckles tallest?
That's a great... I think Knuckles has always been tall, even when I was a kid. Next, we have Palia. So, Palia looks like a version of Stardew Valley mixed with...
Legend of Zelda?
No, not even close.
Stardew Valley?
No, I already said that. What's the other game I'm thinking of?
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing. It's basically like a... It's a free farming simulator, it looks like. It's a free to... So, basically, it's a new free-to-play adventure sim that was announced yesterday. Features light combat elements and online co-op, which also like in Stardew Valley. It's crossed over with MMO elements and won't be available till like Christmas time. So, but it's going to be free to play.
Great Christmas present for your kids.
It's free to play. So it's not, they don't really have to buy it. Hopefully it runs well, because sometimes free to play games don't run that great on the Switch. It all depends on certain games, but you won't know until you see it.
Oh, well, Fortnite's free on the Switch and it doesn't run the best, but you can work.
Next, we got Persona 5 Tactica, which I talked about on the last episode. It's basically a tactic game with Persona 5 characters. I mean, it's a role-playing game, essentially, if you think about it.
I think you missed one, Dad.
No, what do you mean? No, I did it. I'm going by the words, Aiden. The videos you can't go by. See, Splatoon. Two different areas, dude. But it's supposed to be coming out on the Switch. You got a new character called Arena, who appears to play a major role in the overarching narrative, supposedly. The fusion ability also returns in Persona 5 Tactica,
really? Allowing
players to mix and match personas at will. The compendium opens November 17th. So I hope whoever's into that, hope you're all ready for that. It looks like it's going to be a fun little game. Yes, honey. 10 days after your B-Day. Are you excited for your B-Day? No, it's not until November. Next, I actually saw the trailer for this game. It's called Myth Force. It's basically, it's a roguelike game inserted into like a Saturday morning cartoon. Yeah. You're basically a first person. You either be a mage, a hunter, the knight. I'm missing one. What is, oh my goodness, I can't play. But it's up to four players can jump into the game. It's supposed to be coming out later on this year. You know, the year. We're already at the halfway point of the year. Believe it or not, guys. Yeah, June is the 6th month. There's 12 months in a year. So once July hits, we're already halfway through the year. It's crazy how quickly January to July is already coming. I'm excused. Thank you, honey. Next, we have Splatoon 3. I think they're... I don't know what they're adding to Splatoon 3. I feel like every Direct, there's always something about Splatoon 3. So Squids were introduced to a brand new Splatfest, which you'll see in a new King of Ice Cream flavors crowned. I'm not sure what that means. Splatfest will occur on July 14th until July 16th. And favorite flavors, vanilla, strawberry, and mint chip will fight for the number one spot. So I'm assuming it's Splatoon, but with ice cream flavors. Splatoon is basically like tag. Like paintball tag.
Yeah.
Basically. Did you mention fusion earlier?
Yes, because tech
Steven Persona Universe, 5, baby.
You can fusion stuff. I've never actually played Persona 5. But so we got three games coming up. Or maybe, actually, there's a lot of four, maybe five games that I didn't expect to pop up on this. Detective Pikachu Returns. I've never played Detective Pikachu. Even when I was a kid, I've seen the movie. My kids have seen the movie. We've never played the game, though.
I love the movie, though.
So basically, a brand new trailer for the Detective Pikachu sequel was shown, titled Detective Pikachu Returns. With the sidekick Tim, and he's supposed to new mysteries and stuff like that. You know, you got talking Pikachu. He loves his coffee, almost just like in the movie. He's very witty, and he solves crimes.
Yeah, just for us, Detective Pikachu is all like you. Both love coffee.
I haven't had coffee in probably like a month and a half. But the animation looks pretty decent. It almost looks like they used the same animation that they used for Scarlet and Violet. Which, if you know, was kind of it was kind of choppy.
Or maybe
we don't know. You don't know that. You're the game. Hopefully. Yeah, exactly. Hopefully,
it looks exactly like the first Detective Pikachu game.
Nintendo, don't rush yourself.
It can't look like this first same as the first Detective Pikachu game.
Doesn't it kind of?
Because the first Detective Pikachu game came out what on the Game Boy Color? Or DS? No. I don't remember exactly.
I think it was 3DS.
Either way.
2DS.
It can't look the same, but if it came on 3DS. I mean, it could a little bit. No, the same thing. 3DS, 2DS. Don't use the 3D on the 3DS. It's still a 2D game. So it doesn't really make a difference. Next, a game that I don't think most people expected. I've never heard of until I saw it. But somehow, my lovely children knew about this.
Yeah, it was... You know it. You love it. It was released back on the...
How do you know people know it? You don't know if people know it.
Well, because
Super Mario RPG.
Yes, but how do you know people know it, though, Aiden?
Remaster.
Well...
I never heard of this game ever until yesterday when we saw the direct.
Well, you see...
Yeah, that's because it's kind of lost media.
Go ahead. Well, you see, it's a game that was originally released back on the SNES back in 1996.
Yes, what else can you tell us about the game?
Well, let's see. There's some new characters.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's supposed to be Kamek's son. I think his name is Kino.
Kino. How do you know this, though? You're too smart for me. But yes.
That's because Aiden's a Nintendo nerd.
There's nothing wrong with that. So you don't have to call... There's no reason for you to call him that.
Yep. We got a remaster on our hands, people.
What is this one?
I like how...
It's the remaster.
In the article for reading, it says Batman Arkham Trilogy, and then it's a Super Mario RPG trailer underneath Batman Arkham Trilogy.
What do you think of the trailer, Dad?
Because the trailer's right here. So I do like the trailer. I like the way it looks. It kind of does remind me of... Oh, my God. I was talking to my friend Chris about this the other day. Yesterday. I forgot what... Oh, my God. What does it remind me of? I can't remember now.
Kino.
Basically. Bowser. They do... Square Enix, anytime did a mashup. Super Mario RPG, which returns from the 96 game with a complete overhaul of the graphics. It's supposed to come out on November 17th, which is, a week and a half after your birthday, Ariana?
This game should be a total blast from the past for any fan of the original game.
If you're a fan of RPGs and you enjoy Mario, this actually looks like it'll be a fun game to play. I hope it'll be co-op. I hope multiplayer co-op and regular co-op. That way me and the kids can play. Because I would love to play.
Maybe actually stream it. Co-op.
No, I can't stream it because I don't know how to stream off the Switch. So... And then also, Peach is getting her own new game coming out, which they don't have the title for. They just showed a sneak peek of Peach being glowy and turning and then having a glowy dress. That's all they really showed for Peach.
So, yeah.
And then also, we're getting a previously 3DS exclusive game that they're redoing called Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. Which will receive a Switch port. And then both of the Peach game and the... Luigi game supposed to come out some point in 2024.
So, yeah.
It's more RPG you can pre-order today, starting yesterday, actually. What do you want to say, buddy? I'm sorry.
So, Mario RPG and the remaster of Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon should be a blast from the past for anyone who was a fan of those two games.
Yes. I feel a lot of people love Luigi's Mansion, but not people, I guarantee, not that many people remember Super Mario RPG, I guarantee you. Alright, next we have Batman Arkham Trilogy. Now, if you have had Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, obviously PS5.
And you're a Batman fan.
And you're a Batman fan, they have finally decided to release the Arkham series trilogy to the Nintendo Switch, including all its DLCs.
What's Nintendo?
And what?
You said Nintendo.
Oh, Nintendo? Okay. Yeah, Nintendo. Nintendo to release it on Nintendo Switch with all its RPGs in one straight package.
Woo!
Now, if you want to relive Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, and Batman Arkham Knight on the Switch, carried around and stuff like that, it's coming out in the fall. So if y'all ready for that, let's go. With all the DLC included, I think that's actually kind of cool. I'm assuming it's probably still going to be like $60, $70, maybe $80. We'll see what happens, though. I've actually never completed Arkham Asylum or Arkham City. I never completed Arkham Asylum. I never even played Arkham City. And I destroyed Arkham Knight. So, maybe, maybe not. Depends. I don't know if I'm really going to do it. Because it's also free on Xbox Game Pass. I believe Arkham Asylum. I could be wrong. I know Arkham Knight is. So
basically, they're bringing back three old Batman games?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, I feel like Arkham Knight came out in two... I'm probably going to be very wrong. I remember my father was here when I bought Arkham Knight. And I was... So, I'm going to say 2016... I feel I'm very wrong with that, but that's my guess.
They sound like games that came out, like, back in the 2000s or something.
That's 2016, Bobby.
Just Google it.
And then there's another game called Gloomhaven, which I must have missed. It's a lead of mercenaries with tactical prowess in Gloomhaven. Based on the popular board game, over 17 characters can be chosen when Gloomhaven launches on September 17th. That's all I know about Gloomhaven. I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to watch the trailer right now.
I think we actually saw a trailer. Give us a second. We're watching the trailer.
Excuse me.
Give us a second.
All right. So okay, basically, it's a board game. It's a board game. I already said that.
Pre-orders now open. Loving and Skillful adaptation.
Skillful. But see, they're giving you an animated trailer. I mean, a cinematic trailer. So you're not really getting what it is. So
do all games have to have cinematic trailers?
Most nowadays, yeah, it seems like it. It's gotten good reviews from what I see it. So it's a tactical RPG.
So it releases on September 18th?
And if you pre-order now, you can get some DLC that goes with it when it comes out. So if you like tactical RPG, board game style, this is for you. Another game, which really there's not really that big of a... It's a big deal, but it's not. Just Dance 2024. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, so Just Dance 2024, you know what it is. It's basically Just Dance for another year. New music, new releases all throughout the year if you're part of the Just Dance Plus community. Launches out in October. I know somebody in this three-person group here wants to get the game, like usual.
AKA you know, my sister.
AKA, yes. So, you know what it is? Just dance. You dance. Just dance. Gonna be okay.
Okay, no. Please no singing, Dad.
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't sing.
Next,
we have something called Silent Hope. An action RPG with seven heroes by Xseed Games was revealed yesterday. As life farming mechanics and crafting systems which will help players advance. Guided by a mysterious princess, fans can dive into Silent Hope on October 3rd. They also release something called Fae Farming, which is a console exclusive to only the Switch, coming out September 8th. There's a lot of things here that they released that we're just going to go quick through. Fae Farming, another farming simulator game.
Oh!
It's just imagine Animal Crossing without animals. That's kind of what I get out of it.
And it's going to be released on September 8th.
Yes, buddy, I just said that. Thank you for repeating.
Next is Hot Wheels Unleashed 2.
Yep.
I didn't think they were going to make an Unleashed 2.
You know what, neither did I. I'm going to be real with you. I thought they were going to make it, you get a split-screen co-op. You get track-building capabilities. A new title. The same chaotic manic mechanics. Basically, it's the same thing as the first one. Except, I don't think you get to build tracks in the first one. I don't think there was a split-screen co-op. Maybe there was. We never actually played co-op in the game. Did we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we did. Yes, we have. Because Annie got angry because he couldn't beat it.
Oh, yeah.
He kept crashing. He got too frustrated with it. Next, we have Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince. A new Dragon Quest game allowing fans to play an antagonist's point of view, control monsters, and fuse them. So think of Digimon, but with Dragon Quest... engine, so to speak.
Digimon rules, Pokemon rules.
Don't say that. Not in this house. Digimon is respected in this house as well. Yeah, so again, just imagine fusing monsters together. but like almost they did in Digimon season 3 or 4. I can't remember exactly which one it was. But if you're into Dragon Quest and you like the monster elements of Dragon Quest, yeah, this is what it is. I don't know if you get to catch these monsters, but I know you get to fuse them. So I'm assuming you have to catch the fuse. So yeah, that makes more sense. And then let's see what else we got here. A Silent Hope trailer, which I'm not going to watch. It, also, if you're into the Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1, they are giving you a trilogy coming out October 24th. And I believe it's Metal Gear Snake Eater, Metal Gear 1 and 2. I feel like a dummy for not remembering that. Please give me a second while I try to remember what it was right now.
He's Googling it.
Yeah, I'm Googling it now.
What is Metal Gear Solid?
Something you can't play.
It's a stealth game.
Yeah, what she said.
That's all I know about.
Like Tomb Raider?
Like what?
Tomb Raider.
No.
No one, yes. Actually.
Why are you saying it in sing songs?
Because she's being a silly girl. So it's going to be Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, Metal Gear Solid 5, and Metal Gear Solid 4. Which is supposed to be coming out as the pack, number one pack, volume one pack. If you're into that stuff, it's cool. Also, we get a Nintendo Switch port for Vampire Survivors, which should be coming out on August 17th. The 4-player local co-op. Basically, it's a survivor game. You run around in a circle, and every time you like level up, you get to upgrade your. It's roguelike. It's a roguelike game. I forgot what other games are like that. There's plenty of them. I think the first time I seen this was on my phone. So I guess they're putting it on the Switch now.
Next,
we got
Fall Guys Bought Pigeons.
I guess you can put it in that sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Headbangers Rhythm Royale.
Yes, the newest Team 17 title has players enter the down of a pigeon in the Rhythm Battle Royale game. Coming out October 30 on Halloween, basically. October 31st. Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. If you know Fall Guys, it's basically with pigeons. Fall Guys with pigeons. There you go. That's the best way I can describe it.
Next.
Except with rhythm. There's rhythm to this, so it's more like dance-based kind of music.
All right,
Dance
so...
Dance Revolution and mixed with Fall Guys.
I don't know about Dance Dance Revolution, because you guys never played that, so...
Next is a game called Penny's Big Breakaway.
Yep.
A new 3D platformer from the makers of Sonic Mania is making its way to the Nintendo Switch with a brand new mascot called Penny and Toad. Breakaway in early 2024.
Yes, and I know at some point towards the last probably like 10 minutes of the direct, I fell asleep. So I'm not really sure. Oh, here we go. Okay. Listen, I'm an old man that gets tired. So yeah, I can. Let's see, Penny's right. We're watching the trailer now. Oh, this is the one with the yo-yo. Like, she's like a yo-yo wizard or something. And she has to save like her favorite yo-yo or something like that. I don't remember exactly. Like, her yo-yo gets her in trouble. And basically, penguins start attacking her. She has to save. That's what I get out of this trailer. You do tricks with yo-yos to get yourself out of situations. And to beat a whole horde of penguins.
Seriously?
That's what it looks like to me. That's literally what it looks like.
Oh!
No, not yet. The big games come last.
The big games come last, okay.
You try to rush things way too much sometimes.
Alright, next is Mario.
No, that's not next.
Then
big games come last, sir. Next is Star Ocean, the second story, R. I guess this was previously leaked as a sequel remaster. Has been confirmed. Players can choose between Claude and Reyna, which can alter the storyline events. The Live Alive / Octopath Traveler pixel art style can be seen all over this remaster when it launches November 2nd. That's all I know. Also, we have WarioWare Movie.
Another WarioWare game?
Yeah, another WarioWare. Why do you say it like it's a bad thing, dude?
I don't think the world really needs more WarioWare.
I don't think the world needs more Mario. Oh! Okay, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. We all need more
the
Mario.
The world needs more.
We all need more Mario. We all need more Mario in our life.
We have enough Mario.
So basically, WarioWare Move It is exactly what it sounds like. Move it. Use your Joy-Cons to do certain acts. You cut down stuff. You break stuff. You shake things. You eat things. All depends what the actions tell you to do. It's like almost like 1-2 switch, or like a sports party, or what's the other game? Basically, it's a movie game. You gotta move to do, make the controller do stuff to get points. That's all it is.
God,
nothing
game,
hard, nothing.
This
simple,
game does
straight to the point kind of thing.
This game looks boring.
What? It looks boring. Why does it look boring?
Because it's just you using motion controls to do boring things.
Really? That's what you think?
Yeah.
Not cool, man.
All right, cool. What's next? All right,
we'll go to Pikmin 4 because I don't really care for Pikmin. But you know what? Some people out there will probably care for Pikmin. So Pikmin 4 is coming out, people. If you wanted a new Pikmin game, you're into Pikmin, here it is. The new trailer for Pikmin 4 came out on Nintendo Direct yesterday. It showed players the ability to customize their very own Rescue Corps member. Completely outfitted in what can be described as the Olimar Couture, Ochi is a new addition to the Pikmin formula, a canine companion that has floating buoyancy to keep Rescue Corps members on the right path. Interestingly though, the trailer showed Pikmin finding an entire Game Boy Advance XP console. I saw that in the trailer. That was actually kind of cool. The Andori battles were also shown, where Rescue Corps members will have to face off against other fuzzier Rescue Corps adversaries for the right to save fallen comrades. For the first time in the series history, Pikmin 4 lets rescue members adventure at night, and we get a new Pikmin. A glow Pikmin is introduced. Fans can get their hands on Pikmin 4 July 21st.
In a surprise announcement at the Nintendo Direct, HD versions of the original Pikmin 1 and 2 will be made available for the Switch later today.
In other words, later yesterday. You mean, that's basically what it said. So if you're ready for some more Pikmin, have fun. I never understood Pikmin. I've tried to play it a long time
ago. I don't get Pikmin.
Yeah, I don't get it either, bud. I don't get it either.
Do you think all the Pikmin fans will be mad at us for saying that?
No, not at all. Why would they have to be mad at us for? No. So if y'all been waiting for the new tracks for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, the booster course, Wave 5 is coming some point this summer. We also get new characters.
Like Petey Piranha, yep. Wiggler, and Kamek from Mario Kart Double Dash 7 and Tour.
Really? How did you know all that? Like, I didn't even know you knew. Damn, you got a good memory. It'll be added to Old God Cut along with new courses and antics. Again, Wave 5 launches this summer. So again, if y'all defeated all the other courses from Waves 1 through 4, well, Wave 5's coming, so at least by the end of the summer, it should be here. So I still have not completed Wave 2, I think. I'm still behind on
that. Do you think they should have made a bigger roster?
You think? I don't know. You tell me.
We're talking about the new skins.
The new skins. I don't even remember what we were just talking about because I just paused this.
You know, we were talking about the Mario Kart 8 course boost pass. Wave 5?
Yeah, I know, but I thought you were saying something before Mom had called. And then I paused the whole episode. So now I'm like kind of confused where we left off at. But that's okay. We gotta go to the next thing anyways. Next is... Obviously the biggest game of the year, I feel like, for almost any game coming out this year, for any system came out this year, was... Nope, I'm not answering that. Sorry. Oh my God, what's it called? Oh my God, I'm looking at the name. I can't read it.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yes, the biggest
Amiibos.
Game. Amiibos. Yes, the Amiibos are coming out. If you already have the Zelda Amiibo, you already got that. We got two new Amiibos coming. What are they called, Ariana?
Zelda.
And?
Ganondorf.
Dad? You're calling it Dad? Thanks, I guess. I don't know. And Ganondorf. It should be releasing holiday season 2023. functionality wasn't confirmed, but the Amiibo, they will launch this holiday season. Literally, Zelda's part of the
biggest game. So I guess we've got a lot of stuff to look forward to this year.
Yes, and then the final game that I think we're all excited about. Am I wrong or am I right about this?
I'm not excited about
it. You're not excited about this game coming?
Yeah, because Mario turns into an elephant.
Sis, spoilers.
Yeah, I know that, but... Yeah, right, spoilers. You already jumped the gun. Yes, so we got a new Super Mario games coming out. I think it's gonna be 2024, though. I don't think it's coming out this year.
I think it's going to be...
Let me find the article.
It's called...
Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
Yes. Okay. No, it's not that.
I was going to say year. That.
Oh, it's supposed to be coming out October 20th. Oh, okay. So it is coming out this year. All right. Ari, do that.
Nintendo.
Oh, sorry. I did something weird.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. What did I just do? What?
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
You don't want to say sorry. Dad tapped something on the screen. Now it just went all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I gotta find what we were looking at.
We were looking at the new Mario Bros. Game at the bottom.
Yes, I know. I gotta get into it, Mr. Filamacchiano. Sorry, I did something.
Sorry, you're experiencing technical
difficulty. Not experiencing technical difficulty. I just was a dope and did something.
You're not a dope. You're very smart.
Oh, wait, I just saw the text for the title for it.
That's the load. You don't have the fastest computer, buddy. We gotta give it time to load. All right, Ariana, go ahead.
Nintendo Direct for June 2023 closed out the huge bang. Not huge. As a new 2D platforming Super Mario title was saved as the last announcement. Super Mario Bros. Wonder was announced. And it's a Super Mario Fever Dream. Even the plumber, Don, the grave, and elephant in the trailer. Daisy, Luigi, Yoshi, Toad, and of course Mario himself will be featured as playable. This new platforming title launching on October.
So you're not excited that you can play as Daisy in this game?
No, I don't like Daisy.
You don't like, what about you're not excited that you can play as Luigi or Toad or
about
Yoshi?
Rosalina.
Ew, nobody likes Rosalina. Ugh. So Mario basically, there's a new Super Mario games coming. Again, like the kids said, it's Super Mario Bros. Wonder, which there's this part in the trailer where Mario jumps into like this bright looking light star, I don't know what you want to call it, and the world just turns all loopy. It's almost as if you were taking something that you shouldn't be taking, and it brought you into this very weird extra world of craziness.
It's like if you spin around in a circle too much and everything just goes dizzy.
Sure, what she said. Well, if you spin around in a circle too many times and you go dizzy, that's a good way.
Isn't that true?
No, it depends.
Don't try it.
Go in a circle.
Don't try it. It hurts your head. Don't try it. It hurts your head.
Just take it from you? Okay. All right, but that was basically the trick. I know this is actually longer than I thought it was going to be, believe it or not. But that was a Nintendo, quick little review of the Nintendo Direct that happened. I thought it was fun. It was cute. It was very fast, 40 minutes, I feel like. I think it gave people a lot of things.
Yeah.
Little things
Now you have a lot of really... Wanted. Now you have a lot of really cool stuff to look forward to in the coming year.
Now, if you had to rate the Nintendo Direct out of 5, what would you rate it?
5.
Ariana?
2.
2? Jeez.
2?
She said 2.
I thought you would have been excited for Detective Pikachu
2.5
Returns.
2.5 is half. That's like a little bit worse than half. But I guess it is what it is. She somewhat did not enjoy it. She probably enjoyed like one thing out of it.
Boring.
Right? It was boring. If it was a 2, then it should be a 0. If it was 2, that means you enjoyed it in some sort of way. Because 2.5 is half. It's 50%. So 2 is like a 35 to 40%, I would say. You know what I mean? But this has been fun. This has been another lovely episode of the Mellow Podcast with the children of the world. I'm joking. My lovely children. Next, we are going to, later episode, we're going to review Elemental. I know I was going to say do it in this episode, but I feel like we've overdone the time here, so
yeah,
we're going to do it separately.
Watch Elemental.
Stop. You can talk about that after. Like, stop. My goodness, little kids, right? Little kids.
Not little.
Anyways, yeah, we'll break down the Flash trailer and the Elemental trailer later on, different episode. Again, once again, go hit that like button, go hit the subscribe button, share to all your peoples on all streaming platforms. You know what it is. Check out twitch.tv/mellowfellowgaming. One word, no spaces. You know what it is. Go check out W Energy. Get your 10% off your tubs. They delicious. I'm telling you, they delicious. Like, if I had like 40 tubs, that'd be my drinking for the year. Because I feel like one tub can last me. I drink a lot of it, so one tub can last me about a week and a half. So I would say about 4 or 5 months would probably last me. 40 tubs, right? Give or take. I could be, my mouth could be horrible.
Wait, I have an idea. Let's actually fill both of our tubs with it.
No, but
not a YouTube challenge.
No, we don't do challenges here. That's just weird. I'm not bathing myself in W Energy, especially when they kind of pay me. So, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
You must prove your worth.
I must prove my worth. My worth is me. I am my worth, daughter. Okay, love you. Anyways, go check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/mfg22. I feel like that's wrong, but I gotta recheck that anyways. And always and forever, go check me out on Good Pods, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and again, all your lovely streaming platforms. I am your host, Mr. CJ Mello. You are?
Aiden F.
You are?
Ari.
Now it's Ari. It was Ariana in the beginning. Now it's Ari. Yes, they will be back for another lovely episode at some point soon. So once again, once and always, always and forever, one love.
Bye. Peace. Subscribe.